Story number 72. God helps King Hezekiah. Do you know why this man is praying to Jehovah? Why has he laid these letters in front of Jehovah's altar? The man is Hezekiah. He is king of the southern two tribes of Israel. And he is in a lot of trouble. Why? Because the Assyrian armies have already destroyed the northern 10 tribes. Jehovah let this happen because those people were so bad. And now the Assyrian armies have come to fight against the two-tribe kingdom. The king of Assyria has just sent letters to King Hezekiah. These are the letters that Hezekiah has put here before God. The letters make fun of Jehovah and tell Hezekiah to give up. So this is why Hezekiah prays, "O Jehovah, save us from the king of Assyria. Then all the nations will know that you alone are God." Will Jehovah listen to Hezekiah? Hezekiah is a good king. He is not like the bad kings of the 10-tribe kingdom of Israel, or like his bad father, King Ahaz. Hezekiah has been careful to obey all of Jehovah's laws. So after Hezekiah finishes praying, the prophet Isaiah sends him this message from Jehovah. "The king of Assyria will not come into Jerusalem. None of his soldiers will even come close to it. They will not shoot a single arrow at the city." Look at the picture on this page. Do you know who all these dead soldiers are? They are the Assyrians. Jehovah sent his angel, and in one night, the angel killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. So the king of Assyria gives up and goes back home. The two-tribe kingdom is saved, and the people have peace for a while. But after Hezekiah dies, his son Manasseh becomes king. Manasseh and his son Amon after him are both very bad kings. So again, the land is filled with crime and violence. When King Amon is murdered by his own servants, his son Josiah is made king of the two-tribe kingdom.